This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Department of Health Services officials say they're seeing more emergency room visits for tick bites than usual early this spring. Agency officials say mild winter conditions and warmer weather arriving earlier this year could be playing a role in that increase, allowing more ticks to survive the winter and allowing residents to spend more time outdoors. They're reminding residents to start taking preventative measures to protect against ticks again, like wearing long sleeves and inspecting themselves after spending time in the woods. Rashes, fevers, and headaches are common indicators of tick-borne illnesses. The Marshfield Clinic Research Institute is also encouraging residents to participate in its annual tick inventory via Citizen Science Project. It's the third year of the project, through which residents can send any ticks they come across to researchers to help track their spread and determine risk factors for tick-borne illnesses. Officials say nearly 6,000 ticks were collected in each of the first 2 years of the project, and they saw a significant increase in the number of deer ticks specifically submitted last year. Fire and EMS students at Chippewa Valley Technical College will have the opportunity to train with specialized rescue equipment this year. Jefferson Fire and Safety is loaning a set of extrication tools to the school, more commonly known as the Jaws of Life. The equipment typically costs around $50,000, but CVTC will be allowed to borrow it for 1 year through the loan program. Following that year, the school will have the option to purchase the equipment from Jefferson Fire and Safety for training use, or it will be sold to a fire department at a discount. Wheaton Fire and Rescue is seeking help from the community following a vandalism incident. According to a social media post this week, a tractor trailer used for training was damaged sometime overnight on Monday. Wheaton Fire and Rescue officials say the windows of the tractor trailer were broken and parts of the motor were removed. They also say the vandalism occurred out of the view of their surveillance cameras. They're asking anyone in the community who may have information on the incident or the suspects contact the fire department. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. The new deal between Governor Tony Evers and Republican leaders on school funding and tax relief is drawing criticism from those running for governor. On the Democratic side, WisPolitics reports that State Senator Kelda Royce says the plan was crafted behind closed doors. Representative Francesca Hong says it's a payday loan taken out at the expense of our children, and Joel Brennan wished for more public input. Former State Economic Director Missy Hughes supports the $1.8 billion use of extra tax dollars, saying it offers immediate help on school funding and tax relief. Republican Congressman Tom Tiffany said on a radio show that he opposes the deal, saying it was a Madison gimmick that fails to deliver for taxpayers. The plan includes payments of up to $600 for married couples and $300 for individuals, plus hundreds of millions to boost special education funding. The Joint Finance Committee approved the plan along party lines yesterday. It could get voted on today. Democratic Assembly Minority Leader Greta Neubauer is opposed. A new poll shows mixed views of President Donald Trump and Republicans in northern Wisconsin, even in a district he won big. The survey from the Conservative League of American Workers found 49% approve of Trump's job performance, while 44% disapprove. And voters are nearly split on Republicans in Congress. At the same time, more than half support recent military action against Iran. The poll also shows Michael Alfonso leading early in the GOP primary for the open 7th district seat. And Democrats may want to run it back in the Windy City. The Democratic National Committee leadership team is touring Chicago as the city enters a bid to host the 2028 Democratic National Convention. Chicago hosted the DNC in 2024. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
A home run for Ortiz. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers and the Padres, bottom of the third, and the struggling Joey Ortiz up to bat, Jeff Levering.
Oh, Joey! Joey Ortiz, yes! He goes deep to give the Brewers a 1-0 lead. He had his first extra base hit against the Yankees, and now hits the slide on his first homer.
The Brewers scored five more runs in the fourth on the way to a 6-4 victory over the Padres. Ortiz after the win.
Yeah, I mean, hit a ball hard in the air, and that's what you want to do every at bat. And I got a good pitch to hit as well and took a good swing on it and something to build off.
It was the first homer for Ortiz since last summer.
Joey looked great. Again, the kid's been through a lot. His defense has been fantastic, but you got to follow it up. It was a great job. We know it's in there. Let's keep pulling.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. Game two tonight from American Family Field. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Chippewa Valley weather.
Mostly sunny today, our high in the upper 60s to near 70 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop down into the low 40s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and even a little warmer with a high in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.FM.